quick pass down the middle, breaking in, and a backhand stop by Chris Mason. And Marlowe with a 2-on-1, a 3-on-1, and what a stop by Mason. Cheecher right in front, and what a stop on Ekblom by Mason.
And goal, number 3, Chris Mason.
We are ready. Chris Mason joining us here on Chase Willie and D-Mace. And he is brought to you by Coleman Tractor in Tennessee's largest Kubota dealer. Predators fall 3-2 to the Dallas Stars last night. A big crowd, 17,768. Standing room only. Game tied with a minute to go. Roope Hintz scores his second of the game and wins it for the Stars. 3-2. Game was pretty evenly played. It went back and forth. Nashville was down 1-0 and 2-1, tied it both times. Let's bring C-Mace to the microphone. C-Mace, have you recovered? That was a tough one.
Yeah, that was a tough one. You know what? That was a great hockey game. I thought I didn't love the first period. I thought I think sometimes the game after Christmas, I think the road team has an advantage. I know they travel that the day of the game, but you kind of get out of town and you leave all the Christmas stuff behind and you get to start focusing on business a little bit early. And I thought that the Predators took a minute to get in the hockey game. And that first goal really, really hurt, that the turnover there. They had a few turnovers and the one, Tommy Novak makes inside of their blue line. He had a couple attempts to swipe it out of there and he missed the puck. And, Jamie Benn made him pay on that one. And that was kind of, a tough start, but I thought third period, they played really well. They answered the bell, they stepped up, and I thought they did a really good job on that Hintz, Pavelski, and Robertson line, who is, producing at probably higher than any other trio in the league right now. They did a really, really good job on them. Just tough way to lose. You play so hard like that, you come back and tie it up, and then to lose with a minute left, that it stings, but I thought there's a lot to like about that game.
Well, and Mace, you keep coming back to the same thing. They end up with two goals, and there's been a lot of these really tight games. We were illustrating that on the post-game show and really throughout the third period. They found themselves in a ton of these games, and they're just not winning enough of them right now. And if you just find another goal along the way somewhere, it would make all the difference in the world.
Yeah, it really would. And I think, when you take 6 penalties, too, that's a thing that anytime you're killing penalties, I think the penalty kill has been doing a really good job lately. But you're spending those 12 minutes defending, and it's not time that you can, you're out there and able to get on offense. You have to defend, and it's really a buzzkill because I feel at certain times, they had the 2 delay of game penalties, and they have an offensive zone penalty. It just really kills your momentum, and they took that one in the third period as well, which, you go to a team that they did get a power play goal. They got one of the best power plays in the league. Good penalty kill as well. I feel it just takes away. But you're right, Willie. You have to find a way to get that game to overtime. They've been losing those ones too. But just collect a point there and generate and convert on chances. I mean, they had a lot of chances. They missed the net again. And guys just getting opportunities and not burying it and just putting it right under the bar. It's going right in the chest or right on the ice where the goalie can. You give them a better chance to make a good save, and that's kind of been the theme lately. The goal scoring, onslaught is yet to come. We've seen spurts where they got 4, but it's never, they're not filling the net up by any means.
No question about it. So you mentioned it. Novak struggled a little bit last night. He had played 3 really good games before the break. One of our themes last night was how they're trying to elevate some young centermen and try to change the look a little bit more down the middle. So I think that's such an important question going forward. They're going to have some tough nights here. And that was a great test against Dallas, a really complete team that really doesn't have any weaknesses at all. But the question is, as we go forward here, can it stick with Glass, Parsonen, and Novak, maybe adding a little more offense and adding a little more balance to the team?
Yeah, I think when you look at the good and the bad with those three in particular, I think the good far outweighs the bad right now. Yeah, that was a tough turnover there by Tommy Novak, but at the same time, in order for these guys to you know, take the next step in their progression. They have to be put in those situations. They have to be, you know, thrown to the fire, thrown to the wolves against, you know, a line like the Robertson line, or, you know, Glass is playing against McDavid as well, and responded well, and seems to have built a lot of confidence from, you know, the coaching staff having the confidence in him to put him in those situations. You know, you're going to have it. You know, it's the offensive production from young players is like a roller coaster. But if you look at veteran guys, I mean, they do the same thing. Colton Sisson's one of the most reliable players on the team, and every single night, you know, he's got a backhand puck there in the middle. He chips it out over the glass. You know, it happens to everybody. And but I think the more that they're put out there, I think, you know, the learning curve is going to flatten out a little bit here, and the consistency will be there with those guys. But I think with the direction, the way the team's going, you got to get a little bit younger. You have to give those guys more opportunity. And so far, as I said earlier, the gear, I think, far out exceeds the bad stuff with their development, no question.
Now, see, Mace, how do you explain that last minute or two in the game? Because it seemed like, listen, they started off kind of, well, not kind of, they started off slow and sloppy. They were able to turn it around, pick up some goals, tie the game. And I just thought, hey, listen, if anything else, they're going to get 1 point because they had, you know, pretty much matched Dallas toe-to-toe after the first period. But then that last minute of the game, it just comes out of nowhere like a punch. Was there anything that you saw that possibly could have prevented that?
Well, I saw it on the last play. It was their top line. And I actually think, if my memory serves me right, that Robertson had already went off, and it was Ben, Pavelski, and Hintz on the ice. And those are three really heavy guys. And to me, the difference on that play, and I can't remember our defenseman in the corner, he gets beat out of the corner by Pavelski, and he takes an inside route, and Pavelski got the inside lane to the net. And, you know, when your defensive zone positioning, that's something that can't happen. You always have to be, whether, you know, you're battling with a guy or not, you know, if he's able to spin off you, it's got to be the other way. You can't let him get that inside lane to the net, and Pavelski got that lane, and which opened up the opportunity for him to get it over to Hintz, and it was game over. So I think that, I mean, if you can keep those guys, they're going to put pressure on you, and as I said, they're one of the best lines in the league, and they've got, you know, a lot of heavy grit to their game as well, so they can excel in those situations. But I think if you could have kept that puck either against the boards or let him spin off it to the outside, of a different story, and they would have got a point. But you know, those are situations where I think you always hear about the little things or the details that, you know, one was missed there, and that opened up the opportunity for them to make a play, and they did.
Now, you spoke, C-Mace, of the young guys playing and contributing. Where this team is at and potentially where they, you know, could be headed, because I thought this was a game that, you know, at least they should come out with 1 point the way the game went, but obviously it didn't go that way. But moving forward, is it going to be advantageous for this team to continue to play these young guys, knowing that each and every game, you know, means, you know, them either getting closer to being in that playoff hunt or further away?
Yeah, I think that, you know, I think they've had success. I mean, not only have the young guys come up and made an impact, I think they've earned their spot and their position in the way that, you know, the league is right now. And, you know, it's not as heavy, it's not as hard checking. It's more, you know, you have to check with your feet and your speed and, you know, your positioning and intelligence and that kind of manner, instead of, you know, it seemed like a couple of years you get a few heavy teams that were able to have success, and it seems the league has gone away from that a little bit. So I think it's in the team's best interest to give these guys opportunity. And, you know, depending on how the next, you know, month or so shakes out, you're going to maybe look at some, you know, guys that are playing well in Milwaukee and go in that direction. But if this team can turn it around and find a way, because I think they're a playoff team, they definitely can be. But there's a lot of other teams, I think, that are as well, and some of those teams aren't going to make it. So it'll be very interesting to see how the next little while shakes up. They got some big travel, some tough games. They've got some winnable games, and you know, I guess the guys will dictate what happens moving forward after that. But I definitely think, to your point, to your question, that it is in the best interest to give these young guys ice time, because they're making good with it as well.
Mace, last question. It was our first look at Dallas in a while. Saw him at the beginning of the season, and they came out of the gate strong, beat the Predators twice soundly. Pretty even game last night. But if you look at the last two seasons, remember Dallas beat Nashville in the playoffs in 2019. They got all the way to the Stanley Cup final in 2020. The following year, in that shortened season, Nashville beats out Dallas, who had a lot of injury issues. Nashville gets to the playoffs. Last year, Dallas and Nashville almost dead even. They were the two wild card teams. So we had even teams. What do you think Dallas has done to all of a sudden make a jump to what looks like a pretty elite team right now?
Well, I look at their team and I don't really see a glaring weakness. You know, they lost, what's his name, who we'll see in Anaheim here, to free agency.
Yeah, John Klingberg.
Yeah, Klingberg. So I thought maybe defensively an offense from the back end might be a weakness of theirs, but they seem, you know, Haskinen's taking the next step. He wants to be their, you know, their Roman Josi and their offensive guy. He's done that. He's fourth on the team in scoring. So, you know, they have that defenseman. They defend well. The rest of the guys, they've got, you know, some good young players that are making impacts. The young rookie there, he's got 10 goals, I think. And obviously they've taken
Wyatt the Johnston.
Yeah, Wyatt Johnston, yeah. And then they've taken the reins off of their star players and they're letting them go. And, you know, they're over a point a game, guys. You know, they and I think that the fact that they've been such a defensive team in the past and been able to, you know, they play those 2-1, 3-2 type of hockey games, now that they're able to have more freedom offensively but can still defend, makes them dangerous. And then they found a good young goalie in Ottinger as their last line of defense, and I think that was kind of always a question mark and a little inconsistent for the Dallas Stars. So I think their star power and just their depth and the way that they're playing the game right now kind of separates them from a lot of teams. There's a reason why they're winning the Central Division right now.
They're looking good, no doubt. So, Mace, I'll see you at the airport here in a few, and Nashville will try their luck for the last two games against the Ducks and the Golden Knights before we call an end to 2022.
All right, perfect. I heard next time I see you guys, I heard you guys are sponsored by Hair Club, so hoping to see some follicles on those melons ears. Can you get me a deal on it, too?
Is that a New Year's resolution for the three of us? I don't know. That's a tall order for Hair Club, let me tell you.
Some people.
Hey, they got to earn the money, man. They got to earn the money.
All right, see you, C-Base. Good stuff.
Okay, see you guys.